South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hello there, this is Paul O'Higgins with today's Great Invitation. The Great Invitation goes out from the heart of God to every single human being, inviting us to be reconciled to Him and to live under the canopy of His protection and by the strength of His life. Today we're going to look at God's great invitation to each one of us to receive Him as the governing and driving principle of our lives. You see, when sin came in to humanity, into the human race, when Adam went his own way, separated himself out from God, he got cut off from God's life, and sin entered him. A corrupt element entered his nature. This has been passed on through the family tree of every one of us, all the way down to today. So that in human beings, there's not only a desire to do the right thing, there's a corruption that has come into us. And Jesus was aware of this, and he spoke to the religious leaders of his day, and he pointed out to them the inadequacy of religion. See, a lot of people have the idea that the Christian life is simply this: go to God for the forgiveness of sins, then go off and try to do better. Well, that doesn't work, because we can't do better with the same nature that we're living in right now. There's a principle in philosophy and biology that every species behaves after its nature. A lion behaves like a lion because it has a lion's nature. A cat like a cat because it's got a cat's nature. A dog like a dog because it's got a dog nature. A chicken like a chicken because it's got a chicken nature. So each species behaves after its nature, and a fallen sinful human being behaves as a fallen sinful human being because we've got a sinful nature. God intended us not to have a sinful nature, but sin entered into the world with Adam, and the sin has got passed on to us. So Jesus complained to the religious leaders of his time that their religion dealt with the outside of the cup. To use Jesus' metaphor, it externally improved their behavior, but didn't improve the inside of their heart. And Jesus said, quoting now from Mark 7:17-21, he said to them, "Are you without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatever enters a man from outside cannot defile him, because it does not enter his heart, but his stomach, and is eliminated?" And he said, "It is what comes out of a man that defiles a man, for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye," that's jealousy, "blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man." Well, there, he's nailed it. That's the thing that defile each one of us. That's the source of our dysfunctionality. They're the things that defile an individual, a nation, a culture, and it's prevalent to every single human being, no matter what our ethnicity or background, no matter what our religion, whether we're Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, we all have that nature, something in us, out of the heart, that's causing anger, lewdness, adulteries, murders, jealousy to come up from us. The mixture may be different in every one of us, but it's there in all of us. So God came not just to forgive us of our sins, but to transform our nature from the inside. And it was the prophet Ezekiel that foretold that this would happen. Just like the prophet Isaiah had foretold that God would send the Messiah to take the sins of the world, Isaiah 53, It was through Ezekiel that God foretold that he would take the sinful element out of our nature and replace it with his spirit. That's the ministry of Jesus to all of us. For many years, I tried to live the Christian life by my own self-righteous effort, and I couldn't do that. I could fake it, but I couldn't produce that kindness and generosity in my heart that I wanted. And then when I learned that the Spirit of God was to come into me, and that he would come and live that Christian life in me that I couldn't live myself. It would be like putting a new bulb in an old lampshade. Suppose you had a lamp and an old broken bulb in it. That bulb couldn't give out light. It's broken. And what do? We don't scold it. We just put a new bulb in there. Jesus came to be that light, that new bulb in us. He came to be the new engine in our chassis. And he came to give us a new heart. Now let's read from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24-29. Originally, this was born to Israel. It applies to them, but it applies to all people from every land. For I will take you from among the nations and gather you out of all the countries and bring you to your own land. God promised to do that for Israel, and he's doing it today. But he's also taking people from every nation to give us a new heart and a new spirit. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. God washes us of our sins. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. God, through Jesus and his blood, cleanses us from our immoralities and the stain and guilt and shame of our sins. And then he goes on, I will give you a new heart. I, that's God, will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. He is promising here to give us a new heart and a new spirit. What's the heart? The core of our inside. He will make that new, so that coming out of us will no longer be lust, anger, jealousy, murders, rage, and the like, greed, and the like. But inside will become his own spirit, the wonderful spirit of God's own life and nature. And as Paul writes in Galatians chapter 5, the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. And against there is no law. Because God has promised to give us a new life principle. And from this new life principle, which is God's own life coming into us, we will have moral and upright behavior. So the issue is not just to improve our external morality. The issue is that God gives us a new life principle, and this life principle produces his kindly, loving attitudes. So that's what it is to receive Jesus as your life principle. Paul writes in Colossians chapter 1 that the essence of the gospel is not only forgiveness of sins, but it's Christ living in us. It's the spirit of Jesus living in us. That's the new heart and a new spirit. Now, what is a heart? It's a pump, isn't it? So whereas before we had something that was pumping lust, anger, jealousy, murder, rage and the like, now we have a new heart, the spirit of God dwelling in us to pump love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and generosity and faithfulness and self-control into us. And that's really what it means when we use the phrase born again goodness. We've received a life that isn't mere biological life. We receive biological life in our mother's womb. But then as we come to an understanding of God's gospel and the great invitation, we see he's inviting us to lay down the sinful, selfish side of our nature and to receive his spirit as the inner source of our lives, as the driving principle of our lives. So what we do is we recognize that on the cross, as Paul explains in the book of Romans and also in the book of Galatians, Christ not only died for us, but that when he died, we died. He explains this in Romans chapter 6. And also in Galatians, Paul writes, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. That means we've been killed with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So the gospel isn't get your sins forgiven and you're sorted, now go your own way. No, but get your sins forgiven by believing that God has provided atonement. Now lay down the sinful side of your nature and ask Jesus to live in you as the driving principle of your life. I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Now the driving principle of my life is no longer my ego. Ego comes from the Latin word self. The driving principle of my life is no longer self, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I am now living in my body, I'm living by the faith of the Son of God, by drawing on the life of Jesus. So he's asking us all to receive Jesus as our life principle. As I mentioned, biological life is received in the mother's womb. We had nothing to do with it. we didn't involve any intentionality in it. Our will wasn't involved. But now, in receiving Jesus as our life principle, His Spirit as our life principle, our will is involved. He's inviting us to lay down the sinful, selfish side of our nature, repent of it, return away from it, renounce it, lay it down, and ask Jesus to join us, to live in our hearts, to put the divine nature in us. That's why Paul can write in 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation, the old has passed away. We have a new life principle. We receive biological life through the process of normal biology at our conception. We receive spiritual life, Zoe, God's Zoe life, by inviting the Spirit of God to come into our hearts. That's why on the day of the resurrection, when Jesus appeared first to his disciples as they were waiting in an upper room, he said to them, this is John, quoting from John chapter 20, 19 to 21, "Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I am now sending you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." We receive the Holy Spirit as our life principle. We receive the Spirit of Jesus to be our life principle. And we lay down the sinful, selfish side of our nature, receiving the Spirit of Jesus to be our governing principle. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says, "The first man was from the earth, earthy. He behaved according to his earthy nature. The second man is from the heavens, heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the man of earth, let's now bear the image of the man of heaven." He's inviting us to receive the heavenly nature. And so when God looks out over the world and sees all the dysfunctional behavior, he knows that all they need to do is to turn and receive the great invitation to be forgiven on the basis that Jesus has paid the price, and then to receive the new nature that can release us from the power of sin and cause that new life principle of Christ's love to be in us. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And we have received this new life principle. So the body of Christ is the body of people who receive the nature of God into them. Peter says, we through the promises of God and through the power of God, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 5, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these we may be partakers of the divine nature. Wow, did you know that you're partaker of the divine nature and have escaped from the corruption that's in the world because of lust? We're escaping the corruption that was in our own nature, laying it down and receiving Christ to be our life principle, the Spirit of Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit living in us. No longer I who live, but Christ who lives in us. That's why in the prologue to John's Gospel it says, "To many as received Him, He gave them the power of to become children of God, who were born not of the flesh, but of the Spirit." So now, receive the Spirit of God. So let's close this in a prayer. Let's receive, let's respond to the great invitation. An invitation requires a response. So we say, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you not only for sending Jesus to bear the penalty of my sin, but also to bear the sinful side of my nature and to nail it to the cross with Himself. I lay down now the sinful, selfish side of my nature, and I ask your Spirit to live in me as the governing principle and the only driving force of my life. I thank you, Lord. I've been crucified with Christ, and now it's no longer me who live, but it's your life that empowers my life to go on as a faithful servant of yours." This is Paul O'Higgins saying goodbye for now, and may the good news be yours forever. The Great Invitation is produced by Reconciliation Outreach and made possible by the partnership of listeners like you. To contact us, go to our website, www.reconciliationoutreach.net, and you can click on the contact page there, or simply write to us, Paul and Nuala O'Higgins, P.O. Box 2778, Stuart, Florida 34995.
slip in your bathtub or shower can be disastrous. I'm Al Cadullo, the bathroom grab bar specialist, and I install grab bars to meet your specific needs and to give you peace of mind. I can be reached at 772-370-9242 or visit bathroomgrabbarspecialist.com.
Perfect for business or pleasure, Pirates Cove Resort offers a peaceful getaway, giving you old Florida charm in a gorgeous contemporary setting. Elegant and comfortable, Pirates Cove Resort satisfies your yearning for a place away from demanding schedules. Family-owned and operated, the staff of Pirates Cove Resort will joyfully provide for your needs while you relax and enjoy all of our amenities. For more information, we can be reached at 772-287-2500 or on our website, Pirates Cove Resort.
This is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I remember when God tapped me on the shoulder and asked me which way did I want to go, this way or his way. I decided very quickly I wanted to go his way. As I slowly began a relationship with God, I remember thinking one early morning in the bathroom shaving, how am I going to do this? How am I going to be in a relationship with God 24/7? Fear set in. Psalm 91 in the Bible relieves me and relieved me of any fear I had communion with God. Hopefully it will do that for you now as I read the words of Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, your Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. When I asked myself, how am I going to commune with God 24/7, God came back and told me, just be yourself. I love you just the way you are. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Come right now, Spirit of God. things you have done for me. Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all to thee.
this is long. Sometimes I stumble. He helps me up each time I fall. When I lose hope, he gives me courage. So I press on and give my